Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 24th of September. Boeing has forecast that airlines in China will require 8,700 new airplanes by 2040, which is valued at $1.47 trillion, to meet expanding commercial air travel demand. Boeing shared the 20-year forecast for China as part of its 2021 commercial market outlook. The company's long-term forecast of demand for commercial airplanes and services. China's economic fundamentals lay the foundation for healthy air traffic increases, including 4.4% annual economic growth and a middle-income demographic that will double by 2040, according to the CMO. By 2030, China's domestic passenger market will exceed intra-European traffic. By 2040, China's domestic traffic is expected to also exceed air travel within North America. Princess Cruises is extending its Australasia cruise pause through to the 17th of January 2022 due to the uncertainty around the return of cruising in the region. As a result of the extension, Coral Princess voyages through to the 27th of January 2022 are cancelled and Royal Princess and Sapphire Princess seasons through to March 2022 are also being cancelled. Guests booked on a cancelled cruise have the option to move to an equivalent cruise. The rebooking process protects the guests' fare on their replacement cruise, or alternatively, guests can choose a future cruise credit equivalent to 100% of the cruise fare paid, plus an additional non-refundable bonus equal to 10% of the cruise fare paid. A full refund to the original form of payment is also offered. Officials from the Kazakh Intergovernmental Commission for Preventing Coronavirus Spread announced that Kazakhstan residents can now fly to 16 more countries. The commission has made a decision to increase and resume regular international air services to 16 countries worldwide with a frequency of 114 flights a week. Thus, Kazakhstan increased flights frequencies to Russia by 54, by 7 to Turkey, by 9 to the United Arab Emirates, by 5 to Uzbekistan and Germany, and by 3 to the Maldives. Kazakhstan resumed flights to the Czech Republic, China, and Azerbaijan. Besides, there will be flights from Kazakhstan to Italy twice a week and flights from Kazakhstan to Sri Lanka and Kuwait three times a week. Today being Friday, here is the not the normal travel news. St Helena is a tiny island smack bang in the Atlantic Ocean between West Africa and Brazil. The island is best known as being the final home of Napoleon Bonaparte, who was exiled to live out the rest of his days there in 1815. St Helena is a British possession whose place names display something of the British sense of humour. One of those places is Alarm Forest, which wasn't named because it was terrifying, but because it was the location where two guns were stationed, which were fired to raise the alarm whenever unknown ships were sighted. Then there's Buttoncoat Corner, where at this point the soldiers marching up towards Longwood first became exposed to the southwesterly wind and hence would be allowed to stop and button up their tunics. Man and Horse Cliff is named after an unfortunate event when a man galloped his horse over the cliff and fell 180 metres to his death. And one place to visit on St Helena is Sex Garage, an old building that someone had graffitied on it, "Too much sex is bad for one, but great for two." That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.